And you know, we've been going, oh, this is our fourth time. Why are you doing that? Because I believe God wants to renew your mind to the Word of God so that you can be healed. There's a lot of sick people walking around sick. They don't understand what the Word of God tells them. But if you are writing a title, the title of the day would be The Roadblock to Divine Healing, Part 4. And, you know, we've talked to different ones, you know, talked about different ones, different kind of roadblocks there are about healing. And, you know, a lot of people get to a roadblock and stop and don't go any further. But the Word of God is telling us to move further, to understand that God healed us. And, you know, in order to remove some of these obstacles that hinder believers from receiving divine healing, we're going to examine some more roadblocks. My throat gets a little raspy sometimes, and you know, I've heard some people say when their throat got raspy, well, I guess I got the flu. I guess I got this. Don't call it into your house. Get rid of that out of your house. So, but a lot of people call it, well, I guess I got a sore throat. I guess my nose is going to run for 2 weeks or whatever. Well, if it does, catch it. Put it back where it belongs. It belongs on your face. Hallelujah. But today we're going to look at a roadblock, number 4. And Paul left Trophimus sick in Miletum. That's where he left. That's the name of a town. I want you, matter of fact, look in 2 Timothy 4:20. 2 Timothy 4:20. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says right here, Aratus stayed in Corinth, but, what is it, Trophimus? Yeah, I have left the Miletum sick. I left in Miletum sick, okay? Some argue that the divine healing must not always be God's will since Paul left that city, right? Or left him there in that city sick. Well, it must not be God's will. He left him sick. Well, no, he didn't. He said, and nearly every one of, you know, I can think of some of my services where I prayed for the sick and some people stayed sick. You know, I mean, I don't understand. You know, what happened? Well, you pray, it says lay hands on the sick. Well, some people stay sick because they didn't receive their healing in faith. You see what I'm saying? Just like this cat up there in this little town, and he was still sick when Paul left. Now we're talking about Paul, wrote part of most of the New Testament, right? And you know, and I could tell you that it's a faith thing, that we need to understand that if you don't have any faith, how are you going to receive your healing at all? But a mustard seed of faith will heal you. You can be healed. But you know, we also had some people that were in the service that laid hands on. They were healed. Why do some not and some do? And you know, in nearly every meeting I leave some people unsaved because they don't receive the instructions about getting saved, right? But you know, even though you offer salvation, they don't receive it. Same thing with healing. They don't receive their healing. But also, some people got saved. Why is that happening? Why is that? Because, you know, you say, I went to church. Hoop-de-doo. You can come to church all you want. But if you don't have no faith to grab a hold to what the Word is going forth, just like the last 3 other times we talked about healing, you ought to be receiving those things. And if you missed it, I mean, if you kind of missed some of it, go over it again. Keep going. I don't know about you, but I do a lot of that. You know, I don't venture into a lot of unknown scriptures. I know the ones like we have for our healing scriptures back there. I read those because that's talking about healing, and it keeps me from coming down with something. You know, can you imagine that? You don't come because you don't feel good. You ever heard anybody say that? They couldn't come to church because they didn't feel good? You see what I'm saying? That sometimes we just don't feel like doing it. But it ain't a feeling. It's about God. It's about a spiritual thing, not a physical thing, like, I just don't feel like it. I don't feel like going over there. I don't feel like that. But, you know, have you ever been in a situation where you'll say, well, I didn't, you know, let's go to church this morning. Well, I don't feel like it. Okay, well, we were going to go to some restaurant afterwards. Well, I feel really good. Now, none of you would do that, I know. But I'm just saying that, you know, how people put their faith in God over whatever, a T-bone. Praise the Lord. But, I've seen people, some people get healed in nearly every meeting. And, you know, I leave some people that didn't receive their healing right there is because they of their faith. You know, Paul the Apostle did not carry around the healing power in his back pocket. Let me pull this out. Okay. No, nobody carries a healing power around with them. It's the anointing of God. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? The healing is primarily a faith proposition on the part of the individual who receives. You know, I mean, probably some of you have gone through this experience. You pray for somebody and they got healed. It's not because you're not just a healing ministry. No, it's because God anointed you at that particular time to lay hands on somebody and those people got healed. You see what I'm saying? That it's not the person. It's the person that is sick that needs healing in their body. It's up to them to believe what the Word of God says. You know, and no matter how much faith the minister has, now think about this. No matter how much faith the minister has, the effects of the individual's doubt will nullify the minister's faith. You see what I'm saying? My faith can't make you well. Your faith can make you well. My faith can make me well. You see what I'm saying? It's your faith that's going to bring you over and get you healed. Hallelujah. I want you to look in Amos 3:3. Praise the Lord. Amos 3:3. Y'all get anything out of it so far? Hallelujah. Amos 3:3 says, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" Whew. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? Now, let's look at Matthew 18:19. Matthew 18:19. He says, "Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." The negative side of this verse would naturally be that if they don't agree, it won't be done, right? That's the other side of what we just read right here in this scripture. And, you know, in the writing, Paul differentiated between a miracle and healing. You know, how many people you've heard? Boy, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. Or you need a healing. But he takes this and separates it so we can understand a little bit better. And the miracles of healing are instantaneous healings. Man. Other healings are gradual, but they are still of God. You know, I mean, you go through something, you get prayed for, and you say, well, and then nothing happened. But in about 2-3 days, you say, oh, yeah. See, it's still of God, no matter if it was instant or if it was gradual. And we have to understand that when Jesus prayed for the nobleman's son, the Bible said that the boy began to amend from that hour. He started healing right then. So you see what I'm saying, that there's difference between instant healing, miracles, and also gradual healings. And we have to understand that it may be that when Paul left this guy, Trophimus, whoever, he still was sick from the outward appearance. He was still sick, right? He laid hands on him, prayed for him, and then left town. And then the guy was still sick right there. And the healing process may have already begun. You see what I'm saying? When you get hands laid on you, that if you receive it, your healing begins. You planted that seed. You have taken on whatever it is that was prayed over you. And that's why we say be very careful who prays for you. If they don't pray the word over you, don't come up with all your philosophy and tell me all of this kind of stuff. No, you pray the word. If I'm needing prayer, you pray the word over me. I pray the word over you that you will be healed and not go through the situation you're going through. Hallelujah. And I can remember Brother Hagin talks about this, that it was a young man that he's never walked in his life. He went to one of his meetings and he knew that he was lame. And I'll put it this way, very lame. He could not walk at all. And, he had to understand that the doctors examined this young man and they couldn't find anything wrong with him. The doctors couldn't find anything. Why? He can't walk. So what happened? Brother Hagin laid hands on him and got the Spirit of God gave Brother Hagin a word, and it wasn't because of his sickness, because of an evil spirit that was in his body. See, a lot of times we got something evil going on in our bodies while we can't receive what we're supposed to hear. You understand what I'm saying? That we need to, it's there. If the Spirit of God showed it to Brother Hagin, Brother Hagin prayed. He didn't pray for that guy's healing. He prayed for that evil spirit to leave him. And that's all he prayed for. But he did tell the young guy, he said, you will walk. The guy's never walked in his life. He was 28 years old. Never walked in his life. But he said, you will walk now. Wow, the evil spirit's gone. But then Brother Hagin went back a few years later to minister at that place again, and that young man was walking everywhere. See, gradual healing. Yeah, and that's what it's all about, gradual healing. This young man, he knew that young man wasn't going to be able to walk at that particular time. Why? Because he had an evil spirit in his suitcase. And what we had to do, get rid of it. Get rid of anything that's going on in your heart that needs to be out of there. Because a lot of times we don't think, well, I'm not getting my healing. God ain't hearing my prayers. There might be something else going on in there. Praise the Lord. But like I said, he saw this young man walking around, and he's never walked before in 28 years. So we have to understand, often gradual healings like this are greater than instant healing. Some people who are healed instantly forget God. I've seen it too many times. You lay hands on somebody and they were instantly healed. And what happened? And they never saw them in church again, ever, nowhere. Because they forgot about God. All they wanted was instant healing. But I tell you what, I'd be very careful if you forget about God. Because if it wouldn't be for God, he wouldn't got healed. Praise the Lord. But on the other hand, those who get that are better when they have the gradual healing is to continue believing God's word to develop strong faith. And the same thing as we said for instant healing, if people forget about God, same thing with gradual healing. Along the way, they quit. They quit. They're not fulfilling the whole plan that God has for that healing, and they'll give up on God because I want it now. I want the instant healing. You want it now. I saw somebody the other day. They were going through a drive-thru. They were fussing because they wasn't quick enough. You called it in. 2 whoppers. You go around to the window, you pay him, go to the other window, and you sit there. That's what he did. That's what he said. And he was complaining about taking so long. Only complaint I have, they don't understand my accent, I guess. I have to say it 4 or 5 times. And finally she'll say it, and they'll say, okay. What can I say? All I want is 3 spicy wings and a red beans. I understood it. She understood it. But you understand what I'm saying, though, that people that want their instant healing forget about God. The ones who gradually receive their healing along the way, if they're not strong in their faith, believing and getting into the Word and seeing what God has for them, that they forget about God. God just not going to heal me. God put this sickness on me. You probably heard people say the same thing. God put this on me to teach me a lesson. God, I don't know about you, but I don't want that lesson. But God ain't going to do that. Why is that? Because it's our stinky thinking that humans, we think that God is against us. God don't like me because he didn't heal me. I mean, I've been walking around with this limp for, I don't know, it must be close to 2-3 years, and he ain't done nothing yet. Well, I can tell you what, get into God's word and say, thank you, Lord, for my healing. My healing cometh. You know, I don't see it right now, but I'm believing right now my healing comes to me, and I'm believing that whatever takes place, I'm not giving up. I'm hanging on to you. It's a gradual healing, and I'm going to just do what I can. I may not be able to walk as fast as somebody else, but I'm going to keep up with whatever, to keep up with the rest of the group. I may not be the head, I might be the tail back there bringing up. Somebody's got to watch the back. Yeah, praise the Lord. But you see what I'm saying? That a lot of times we give up just before we get our healing. I've seen it too many times, and we need to understand that, you know, just because we lay hands on you at the particular time that you're not healed. If you believe that you are, once you get hands laid on, the power from the throne room of heaven goes into you and the healing begins. But don't give up. I don't know about you. They got some gardeners in here. When you plant that seed, you got to keep it fertilized. You got to keep the grass out of it. You got to keep all that old weeds out of that old cocoa grass and keep all that out of it. Keep it irrigated. You got to take care of it because the seed was planted when you got prayed for. You know, I mean, I've heard people, some people have taken 5 years, but they never gave up. And all of a sudden you see them and you say, I didn't even recognize them. Because the glory of God, the anointing of God for their healing, it made it all the way through. They never quit running the race. They ran the race and finished the race. And what happened? They got their healing. And what did that do? That made them stronger for the Lord. Because they saw the process that God went through to get their healing. And sure, we may stumble, we may fall, but we can always go to God. God, forgive me. You know, I may have ventured off, or I may have thought of something that you didn't really want to heal me, or this. Take that out from my mind. Erase that, because I know that you are the great physician, and I can walk in divine health. And I may not seem like it right now, but I know it's coming, because I can hear the train of coming. You know, I can hear it coming around the bend. Because my healing is on that track. It's coming to me. Why? Because God's word says it's mine. And if God says it's mine, it's mine. And you know, and I'm gonna, the devil tries to take it away, I'm going to be just like that little dog trying to take it away. It's mine. It's not yours. It's mine. And, you know, and I like you the same way. I pray for you. I expect you to receive your healing. So don't give up. In other words, they always told us, there's 4 quarters in a football game. What, 15 minutes or whatever it is? It ain't over till you hear that buzzer go off. So you say, well, I still ain't got my healing. Well, the buzzer ain't gone off yet. You see what I'm saying? So you just got to stay in focus and do what you're supposed to do according to God's word. And what? He will answer and perform that miracle in your body. Hallelujah. So whatever it is you're looking for, whatever it is you believe in God for, keep on believing. Well, I don't see it. Well, you're not supposed to see it. You got to see it by your faith eyes. You see what I say? But I don't feel it. Well, we don't go by feelings. You see what I'm saying? We don't go by those things. We seek those things that God has put before us. And you know, who would ever thought this Acadiana would have seen fluffy snow? You see what I'm saying? Who would ever believe it? But you understand what I'm saying, that we got to believe for those things that are going on in our body. You know, you may have got a report. You may have gone to a doctor. He may have given you a report. Sure, it may not look good on paper. But what's it look like spiritually? You say, well, I don't know how you... Well, get into the Word. Get in, pray, and pray in the Spirit. And God's going to give you those answers. God loves His children so much. And if you're a born-again believer, you are a child of God. And you have all the rights that Jesus has. Think about that. You have all the rights. When Jesus was here, you have all the rights as He did. And we can speak those things into existence. We can speak those things. And, you know, it may not happen that quick. But I'm believing that it will gradually happen to each and every one of us. But we got to believe it. Our faith has got to bust open. Our faith is going to have to do what it's supposed to do and believe what we believe according to the Word of God, not by what the weatherman says. You see what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Did you get anything out of this today? Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You this morning. I thank You for each and every person that's in here, that they heard the Word. And then they're not going to let any kind of roadblock to stop their healing. And Lord, I'm believing today that as we understand that when we were prayed for our healing, that our healing, the seed of healing was planted. And I'm believing God is still working. God is moving us. God is showing us how He can heal us. And He wants us to trust in Him and to continue showing the love to Him.